Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In an attempt to influence the upcoming elections in the United States, foreign actors, including Russia, China, and Iran, have indulged in misinformation and disinformation, in hacking the campaigns of presidential candidates, and in amplifying divisive rhetoric to cast doubt on democratic political systems. On October 8th, an action by the Department of Justice brought to light another, more immediately deadly attempt. The Justice Department announced charges against a citizen of Afghanistan residing in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, for conspiring to conduct a terrorist attack on Election Day on behalf of the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, or ISIS. The man charged is Nasser Ahmad Tohedi, 27, who the Justice Department said in a statement conspired and attempted to provide material support to ISIS and obtained firearms and ammunition to conduct a violent attack on U.S. soil in the name of ISIS. As part of the plot, the defendant allegedly took steps to liquidate his family's assets, resettle members of his family overseas, acquire AK-47 assault rifles and ammunition, and commit a terrorist attack in the United States. In a post-arrest interview, the Justice Department said Tohedi allegedly confirmed the attack was planned for Election Day, targeting large gatherings of people, during which he and a juvenile co-conspirator were expected to die as martyrs. The Justice Department foiled the defendant's plot, said U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. We will continue to combat the ongoing threat that ISIS and its supporters pose to America's national security, and we will identify, investigate, and prosecute the individuals who seek to terrorize the American people. FBI Director Christopher Wray said, terrorism is still the FBI's number one priority, and we will use every resource to protect the American people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.